Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is in Europe this week, trying to shore up support for his regime. Musharraf says he wants to correct perspectives about the political chaos that has gripped Pakistan over the past few months. But while Musharraf tries to convince European leaders that Pakistan is stable, back home the anger and opposition to the autocratic ruler is growing. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad.
President Musharraf arrived in Europe on a PR campaign to show that Pakistan is stable and well on the road to democracy. But cracks soon appeared in his highly polished presentation. He became defensive when asked hard questions about terrorism in Pakistan, human rights, whether the country would have free and fair elections next month, and democracy. Speaking in Brussels, Musharraf warned Western countries that Pakistan was not yet ready for their standards of democracy.
You have taken centuries in reaching wherever you have come. Allow us time for going for the values that you have established for yourself. We are on the right course, but our environment and your environment is very, very different.
While Musharraf tried to woo skeptical European leaders, back home in Pakistan, the timing of his tour was met with astonishment, says political analyst Kamran Shafi.
This country is literally on fire. I can't for the life of me imagine how he could leave the country in this state and go off.
Political intrigue is almost a national sport in Pakistan. But over the past year, the political climate has become toxic. Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was assassinated last month. It's unclear whether the February 18th parliamentary elections will be postponed. And there are regular suicide bombings across the country. Tariq Fatemi, a former ambassador to the U.S. and Russia, says this is a critical period in Pakistan.
There is a great deal of uncertainty. There is turmoil, and one is not sure as to the direction in which the country is moving. And therefore, one expected the president to stay on in Pakistan and look at these problems.
Musharraf is deeply unpopular in Pakistan and was forced from his powerful role as Army Chief of Staff. Other leaders in his position would likely think twice about leaving the country at such a sensitive juncture. Fatemi says he sees two reasons why Musharraf would risk leaving Pakistan now.
He believes that his power of persuasion, that he's a very articulate, a very intelligent, very persuasive person, and therefore he will be able to sway public opinion in these major European capitals. The other explanation is that the president is totally unaware the extent to which the situation has deteriorated in Pakistan.
There is increasing opposition and anger toward Musharraf now in Pakistan. Today, more than 100 retired military officers wrote a letter calling for Musharraf to resign. Retired Lieutenant General and defense analyst Talat Masood was one of those officers who signed the document.
I think there is now such a groundswell of opposition to him from every segment and every sector of the society. There is practically unanimity about the fact that he is a very major problem for Pakistan and he has to leave.
Masood says Musharraf is also being blamed for other problems beyond the political turmoil, such as severe shortages of basic necessities.
They are not available, or they are available at a price which is unacceptable. Like, for instance, foodstuff, ordinary wheat and rice and, cereals.
And there are widespread electricity blackouts. Some rural areas are without power for up to 16 hours a day. Masood says those real, practical hardships will likely increase the antipathy toward Musharraf, who does not plan to return to Pakistan for another week. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.